Welcome to another episode of All About Ag with your host V. In today's episode, I will be talking about the history of the FFA creed. I'll be joined by a very intelligent first-year FFA member of the Bear River chapter to help me cover a little bit more about the FFA creed speaking competition. Before diving into today's topics, let's share today's trivia question. As a reminder, the answer will be given near the end of the episode, so make sure you follow along. And the question is, in what year was the FFA creed written? So before we get into what the FFA creed speaking competition is, I think it's good to have a little bit of background knowledge. So before the FFA was created, there was an unofficial country girls creed written by Jesse Field Shambaugh and an unofficial country boys creed written by Edwin Osgood Grover. However, the country boys creed was a little bit more popular, therefore Henry Gross Close decided to adopt this creed for the FFV, which is the Future Farming of Virginia, and he decided to make it a requirement to memorize this creed in order to receive their Virginia Planter degree, which was the highest of the three degrees in the FFV. So we're at 1928, and now there's two unofficial creeds. In the summer of 1928, E.M. Tiffany decided to write a creed called Creed of a Future Farmer. It initially became the Wisconsin FFA creed. Later on in 1929, in the first FFA manual, there was a four-paragraph creed that was very similar to the Country Boys creed and had a couple words of the Creed of a Future Farmer, but there was no author on the manual and there was no technical title to the creed. It was just the creed. With so many unofficial creeds and everyone coming up with their own version, there was confusion as to which one was to become the official recited one. Therefore, the delegates at the Third Annual Congress of Future Farmers of America in the year 1930 were the ones to finalize this creed confusion. The most popular creeds were read out loud for the delegates, and by a vote of 39-16, E.M. Tiffany's original creed was officially adopted in 1928 as the first official FFA creed. This creed was then learned by many members around the world and recited, and it became a national speaking contest. Now that we know a little bit about the FFA creed, I think it's also important to cover a little bit of information about who the author was. Thankfully, to my trivia questions, we know that the FFA creed was written by E.M. Tiffany. However, do we really know who E.M. Tiffany was? Irwin Milton Tiffany, otherwise known as E.M. Tiffany, was born in Kansas in 1883. He grew up and completed a bachelor's degree at Kansas State and a master's degree in agricultural education from the University of Wisconsin. He served as director of the Texas State College of Industrial Arts and then became an instructor at the Kansas State College. He was also a school principal in Bend, Oregon, and then decided on his final job, which was to become an assistant and associate professor of ag education at the University of Wisconsin. Not many people know this, but prior to his education, he also served in the United States Armed Forces during World War I. In addition to writing the FFA creed, E.M. Tiffany also authored The Song of a Future Farmer in 1929 and a poem titled The Soil, which was read at his funeral in 1949. Now that we have all of this background knowledge, I think it's important to also acknowledge all of those FFA members that have taken the time out of their lives to memorize E.M. Tiffany's creed and not only recite it, but also become a part of a national competition. Here at the Bear River FFA chapter, we have numerous members memorize this creed and recite it. After days of hard work and dedication, one of my friends took home first place at regions and is preparing to compete at the state level. She is here with me to cover a little bit about her personal experience.
Hi, my name is Audra Pash, and I'll be moving on to the state creed competition in April. Very nervous, also excited, just a lot of emotions right now.
Congratulations, by the way, that is a big accomplishment. I know it's very nerve-wracking to go to states, especially if you haven't before. So, like, how do you feel about all of that?
Yeah, especially as a first-year member in FFA, I'm definitely very nervous, but also excited for all of the opportunities that I get this year, and I'm excited for the years to come also, because I'm sure there's going to be a lot more opportunity.
What are you, like, looking forward to the most?
I think I'm most looking forward to making connections with people. I know I've already made like several friends just doing different field days and competition activities that I've been able to interact with people from other schools from different parts of the state. And so I think that's really good, especially I know like in a couple years when I go to college, it'll be nice to maybe know a few people wherever I end up.
What do you say is your best memory so far from Creed?
My best memory so far from Creed, I would say, would have to be practicing with Miss Glompson. She's just really supportive and really, I think she gives really good critiques and makes me feel more excited about it and less nervous by giving me like the tips and tricks that she does.
What's a personal experience that you think about often?
One personal experience that has definitely followed me through the other competitions was at the first contest that I was able to go to. As it was also my first time competing, I was very nervous, but I came out of one of the rooms where I was competing, and there was another younger FFA member who was pretty sad about the last round that she had just gone through, so I was able to comfort her and like support her for when she went to her next room. And after the contest, she found me and said thank you, so I was just really touched by that because I really appreciate the way that she remembered me. And I felt good about myself too because I was able to have an impact on her experience in FFA. Hopefully that was able to make it better and more comfortable. And even at all the other competitions that we've been to, I've been able to see her and say hi. So that's just another connection that I've made. I'm really excited to go to States in April, but I'm also really glad that you're going to be there with me because I know a very limited number of people. Are you excited for your experience at States?
I would say that I'm really nervous and also excited as I was there last year competing for the first year of Spanish Creed. So I kind of already know what I'm looking forward to. I have made friends along the way. I'm super excited to see them there again. But I do feel that having someone specifically from my chapter competing for a very similar contest is like that extra support. A lot of people just think, oh, it's the same thing, you know, English, Spanish, it's just the Creed. But a lot of people don't keep in mind that a lot of these judges are new to either FFA or their Spanish is a little limited, so it is harder to find judges. And I don't think that's just for Spanish Creed. I think in general, finding judges is a very hard topic, and a lot of people struggle with translating the questions, and then when we get asked those questions, sometimes they're not translated correctly, and you're listening to questions that have nothing to do with the Creed itself sometimes. So I'm hoping that everything goes well this year with that prior experience, and that everything goes well. We'll see. I'm super, super excited to just have that extra friend there and like get through the contest, and then we'll both hopefully win States, you know, and who knows, maybe nationals, here we come, you know.
Exactly. I know I've heard you talk about the different vocabulary, especially for questions, and how it doesn't always translate exactly. I know that answering questions for me is the hardest part, so I can see how that would be even more difficult when some of the words don't even match up.
Sometimes people do get nervous and they forget the Creed itself, but it all really does come down to questions, how well you can answer the questions, what your knowledge is, and how good you can keep yourself calm and composed.
Yeah, I agree.
I am totally excited for States and I cannot wait to be there with you. Thank you so much, Audra, for joining me on today's episode.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited too.
Back to our trivia question. In what year was the FFA Creed written? The answer is in the year 1928. However, it was officially adopted in 1930. Thank you all for listening to another episode of All About Ag. Don't forget to join me next time.